This is episode 57, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. Today, we're going to continue our interview with Mike Newman. Mike is the managing editor of a website slash newsletter slash really awesome store called Cool Material. If you haven't listened to the first half of this interview, I highly encourage you to go back to episode 56 and give that a listen. And in this episode, we're going to get into being true to yourself in business, sharing a great experience with his dad through his work, the history of the world according to Facebook, and keeping up with the internet. So tell me a little bit about Hoppist.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Hoppist is exciting. I'm a big craft beer guy. It's one of the topics on Cool Material I've covered for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've thought recently just about how, you know, it's a changing landscape with online media, and what is going to make you successful today, it's not as easy as it was. There's different ways. You have to get a little more creative today.
Yeah.
Advertising's a little bit different today than when I started. So we were looking for other possibilities, and one of those ideas was to do some like very specific email newsletters. And so Hoppist is kind of just, you know, it's a very simple idea. It's fun craft beer news stories, articles, good content related to beer, sent to your email inbox every week, and a little bit of personality from me. And that's really it. We want to stay like super focused, but I think, you know, for me, I think there has been, and there still is, an opportunity to provide, beer coverage that doesn't fall back to, I don't know how to put it, but beer writing for a long time has felt very kind of like, not serious.
Okay.
You know, and I get why, because beer is like, oh, it's a fun topic, but it was never taken the way it is today. There's some outlets doing it really well now, I think. But, for a long time, it felt very, very in need of something like that. So now that there are a few outlets, we're trying to round up the really good articles from those guys and share them with our readers. And it's been a great little start to it. We're, you know, less than a year old. We've got about 45,000 subscribers to the email. So we've got a nice little fan base. And it's been really a little fun project for me and the team.
So is that something that kind of just came out of an interest that you had?
Yeah, I mean, we were having a meeting. We always have these meetings where we just toss around ideas for, they're actually a lot of fun. We toss around ideas for, you know, Cool Material shop products. Mm-hmm. Like we actually create some, so we'll toss those around. And we just toss around ideas for, you know, like new avenues we could be exploring. It's a very kind of, we're all pretty good friends at our office, which is a neat little, you know, it's about eight of us in there, and we're all really close. So we have a good time doing these kind of meetings. And, you know, Tim had come up with the idea that, hey, we should look into these email newsletters. This could be a good avenue to reach different audiences, you know, to find some new advertising opportunities, and to make them kind of different from Cool Material. So Hoppist was, you know, the one that made a lot of sense for me, because I was into craft beer, and it was a topic I'm somewhat knowledgeable about. So yeah, I just took that one on, but it's been a really cool little side hustle for the last year or so. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I've really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Is there typically like a unifying theme around some of the ones that you guys create? I guess I haven't been exposed to some of the other ones other than Cool Material. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious, do you guys see there's like a unifying idea or kind of like identity to the company that says, yeah, this fits, that doesn't?
Yeah. I mean, we, a lot of them have been, male focused. I mean, that's how Cool Material started. The company's evolution has been interesting, because there was some other sites along the way that were, had different audiences that, eventually, you know, just didn't end up lasting with us. But a lot of the stuff we do now has somewhat of a male focus. Like we kind of view it like an online you know, like if you took like an Esquire personality,
yeah.
We never wanted to be like, bro, like that's not the kind of like look we're, that's not what we're looking for, which is fine. I mean, there's places that do that and they do it well, but that's not what we're going for. We're trying to be, you know, somewhat a little more sophisticated with it, but like with a guy focus, that's been the unifying theme. Some of the others, you know, there's, Elevator, which is an email newsletter kind of that plays off of our link roundups, which is something that we've done on Cool Material for some time.
Yeah.
Just kind of giving you the best of random stuff on the web. It's very loose, but kind of fun. Like it's a fun curated list of just interesting stories for the last day or two.
Yeah.
And then there's Shift. Shift is a kind of health, personal growth email newsletter, which is, again, tailored towards guys.
Yeah.
So they've all kind of like been, you know, we're talking to somewhat the same audience. You know, males from, you know, 18 to 49 is kind of the wheelhouse that we're looking at. Other than that, that's the other similarities just come from us having, you know, similar interests or just, you know, being around Cool Material for so long. That's kind of, you know, informed us a little bit ourselves.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was, or I found really interesting about Cool Material is that, I guess that specific one, Cool Material, doesn't have such a singular focus. And it was, it's also interesting because I've caught on to the fact that it's like, clearly this is geared towards guys, you know, guys kind of in my age range. I can see it going down a little bit younger, you know, a little bit older, like you're saying.
Yep.
You know, I've gotten that message, but it was never anywhere that said like, hey, Cool Material, the newsletter for guys who something or other. Right. And that was one of the things I thought was really cool about it, is it touches on tons of topics that almost every single one of them, like, yeah, I find that interesting. It's like, I'm not into video games per se, but yeah, I play like Firewatch or whatever. Like, and you guys listed that as like most beautiful video games of 20s, you know, or something like that, you know? And it was like, like, and like craft beer. It's like, yeah, who, I mean, I know there's the guys who are like, they're into craft beer. Right. But it's like, yeah, that's really cool.
Sure. Yeah.
I love learning about that. And there's just been so many things like the different gadgets and like, I use the word notebooks and stuff like that. You know, it's like,
oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's really cool. Like how, I guess I'm digging into something. I don't even know if you have an answer to, which is like, you know, what's the why behind it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we ask ourselves that a decent amount, like what fits, what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, we've done tons of work where we try to come up with like a board of like the cool, who is the Cool Material reader and, you know, what is he into and what could he be into? And we come back to this a lot, but our unifying thing is just like a lot of the guys in the office and a lot of the guys curating for this site are the guys we're kind of speaking to.
Yeah.
And so we just bounce ideas off each other. And a lot of the times it's just like, you know, we'll find something that normally it'd be like, hey, we haven't featured anything like this before, but we just got a feeling that this is kind of like what we'd be like. I like it. So I think, you know, and it, listen, it doesn't always work. There's definitely times where we post something and it's complete flop and, you know, we were just, hey, we were wrong.
Right.
But, we try to paint a full picture. I'm not a big fan of any sites or publications where it's so clearly stereotypical about somebody.
Right.
You know, I think it's, you know, that's a big turnoff for me, when it's just like so obvious, like every pick is so obvious.
Yeah.
So I like to think of our reader as like a really rounded kind of like guy who has a lot of different interests. And, you know, it's funny how many times that like we see something and we're like, yeah, I think that could work. I kind of am into that. And then it ends up being a, you know, a hit for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's kind of a bad answer, but it's really just us like trusting in our guts, what we enjoy. So, that's a topic of conversation around our office all the time, though. Like will this fit? Won't this fit? Who's reading this site? Who is the person reading this? And, it comes up so much, but we fall back on just, hey, if we're into it, let's give it a shot. We like to take some chances with it. It's it definitely misses up there every once in a while, but we like to think we do a good job with curating, and the site's done well. So that's a testament to it. And we're really, really excited about that. And then, you know, Word Notebooks was, that's a side project of ours as well, which has been super exciting, where we were literally in a meeting one day for Cool Material. And Tim, the founder, realized we were all using these little pads of paper that we had put together, or like a notebook here, a notebook there. And we all had our own little system of doing the, you know, kind of checklists or like bullet point lists for the work we had to do.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, why don't we just, you know, make something that's our own, and we can make these notebooks and he's so cool with this stuff where he was just like rolls with it. And we're like, yeah. And it became, you know, it's like, it's a nice little profitable company. So it's neat. And, a lot of it always just comes back to, you know, trust in our guts, which is, you know, maybe not the best business advice, I guess, but it's worked for us, you know?
Well, it's interesting because it comes back to, you know, I guess what we said right at the beginning of the interview, right, is being true to yourself, right? You know, you did that with your writing. It seems like Cool Material is all about that in the content you guys produce, the side projects you decide to go on. You know, that's really interesting. I mean, it's amazing how much that I feel like is linked to people's success, either at an individual level or an organizational level. It's really interesting. So,
well, I mean, you've obviously spoken to a lot of these people. Does that seem like a common kind of a common theme? Cause it does feel so natural, you know,
right.
It feels like if you got a good feeling for it, it might really work out for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is, especially I think when I've talked to people who have been kind of in the game for a long time, you know, executives been around for like 20, 25 years. And I don't coach a lot of people like that because they have a lot of wisdom on me, but you know, I have access to a lot of people like that through, you know, some of the different organizations we have and everything. And it's amazing how much those people are like, yeah, when I was like in my 20s, even early 30s or whatever, it's like, I was just doing everything I thought I was supposed to be for everybody else. Right. And it wasn't until I kind of figured out, no, I'm just going to go with everything I think is right. And that's when they started having success. That's when the organizations they were running or were part of or were starting all started like taking off. And so it's really cool.
Yeah, it's
again,
really
like you're a whole nother story, right? From an individual level and from a company level that totally validates that. It's really interesting.
No, that's fascinating for me to hear too. Cause like you said, they've got wisdom on me too. You know, my kind of motto or my driving thing has always been, you know, do something that you really enjoy doing and then, you know, be honest about the finances. Can you make this work? And then if you can, stick with it. And I've really, you know, I love my job right now. And every day I go in and every day I'm excited to be there and we have fun in the office. And I think Cool Material reflects us and that kind of, you know, enjoying working comes across somewhat on the website. I mean, at least I hope it does. So it's cool. And it's cool to hear that other people kind of have the same feelings.
Yeah, it was funny when I reached out to you on LinkedIn. I think the first response I got back from you, I almost kind of like chuckled to myself because I was like, that's totally the type of like, you were just kind of like, yeah, man, that sounds interesting. Can you send me some info or something? And we'll chat about it. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I had like even had in my head about, you know, how you might respond or what the managing editor of Cool Material might be like, but it was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Cause that entire, I've always like that entire website, the newsletter, everything just feels like, I guess the best way to describe it is like when I get an email from a buddy of mine, who's like, dude, you got to check this out.
Sure.
It's like, that's how,
that's
exactly how those emails always feel to me. Where it's like, hey dude, you got to check this out. And it's like, okay. No, I trust you, right? You know, there's those friends who send you that link. They're like, check this out. And you're like, you know, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of how Cool Materials become for me, right? And so it was just really interesting. And it's really cool to hear that, you know, that's kind of the vibe that just exists within that organization, you know? So that's really cool.
Well, that's a really nice compliment. Cause that is kind of like how we kind of view it. Like it's supposed to be a little casual. It's supposed to be like your friend saying, hey, I just found this thing. I think you'd like it. Check it out. That's always kind of been the vibe we wanted, the voice we wanted, the tone we wanted. And that's kind of like also touches on another driving force for the site, which is really curiosity in general and just being curious about different things, which is a lot of times how these like random things pop up on the site that feel kind of different, but also like they seem to resonate with people. Like when we're like, oh, this is really interesting and different. If we're into it, you know, maybe our readers really would be into it. And that's really worked. So And like you said, like we try to feel kind of like your buddy saying, hey, you know, here's some interesting stuff. We think you're going to like it. Mm-hmm. And there's some truth behind that. It's not just like, hey, we've got some advertisers and, we're trying to make money. So here's some other products that, you know, we just rounded them up and, you know, we're just trying to make a buck here.
Right.
It's more just like, hey, we really think this stuff's cool. And that's how the whole thing started. So it's, we've been trying to stay true to that from the get go. And, mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear that. So it feels like it kind of, at least the way you perceive it, it feels that way. So that's great. I mean, that's really what we're going for.
Is that typically the type of personality of person who end up working for the company? And is that, you know, I guess, is it, you said Tim, right? Who founded it. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the way he's always been? And he's just continued to surround himself with people like that?
Yeah. You know, I think so. I mean, I feel like everyone in our office kind of, we all really get along. Now, a lot of the freelancers who I'm working with directly aren't in the office. They, you know, are spread out through the country. Mm-hmm. But the guys in the office, especially, you know, it's just, you know, everybody contributes. I might be managing editor, but I'm not the guy who's always picking everything for that site, or I'm definitely not the guy writing all the articles, and I'm definitely not the guy picking out the new product that's going to be in the shop. Everyone kind of chips in, and it does feel like a cohesive thing that also has some personality. And I think that's something Tim has fostered by, you know, picking, you know, hiring the right people, mm-hmm. and also allowing us to explore our own creativity and, you know, what we can bring to the table. So I think that's absolutely true. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So what's been, I guess what's been like your favorite article or moment or like big thing that's happened since you've joined the company?
that's a good question. I can tell you my favorite thing that's happened since I joined the company. It's not a specific article, but, we get invited on press trips a decent amount. And if you're not familiar with these, they're just the greatest perk to a job. It seems so unfair, but basically these companies reach out to you, say it's like a, you know, a liquor brand or mm-hmm. a car maker or, you know, a hotel that's looking for whatever. And they reach out to you and they're like, hey, listen, we want to send you to Hawaii for a week of, you know, amazing stuff because we want to make a good impression on you.
Right.
And somehow you're going to have to like hang out and check out our new car, but then you're going to go surf and then you're going to go eat, you know, amazing food. And we're going to take you out to dinner and it's all expenses paid. And the whole thing is ridiculous, but they also like they are getting something out of it too. So I can't say that it's, you know, it's not stupid. So I was invited to go to Ireland for a Jameson, feature for St. Patrick's Day. So they invited us over to, you know, actually, experience St. Patrick's Day in mm-hmm. Dublin, enjoy some Jameson and somehow, you know, tie a story around that. Well, they were cool enough to allow me, my dad has always wanted to go, and they were cool enough to allow me to bring, they allowed me to bring my dad. He got to experience this entire trip with me. It was such an awesome thing to like kind of tying this back to how we were before. Not that my parents ever said anything about like, you know, are you sure you're on the right path here? But it was cool to show my dad, hey, look at this. This is kind of mm-hmm. neat. And he had a blast. We ended up being in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin. That was a surprise for us. We were on a bus in the parade, which was just wild. So I think that was a really cool moment for me. In terms of favorite article, you know, back in the day, this is like going back like 5-6 years now. Mm-hmm. We were testing a lot of different stuff on the site. And one of the things we were testing was like kind of like original comedy type pieces. Okay. And we had a writer at the time who did a post that most people don't know. It started on Cool Material. But it was if the history of the world according to Facebook. Okay. I don't know if you remember this. This was a huge viral post.
I do remember
like 2011,
that.
2012-ish.
Yeah.
He ended up getting a book deal off it. And there's a paperback you can go buy. But the site like exploded overnight with this post. Hmm. it never really fully completely fit with what we were going for, but it was like, we were trying stuff and it did so well and it was so good. This Wiley was the writer who did it. I'm sure you can still find it online. It was for a little while.
Yeah. I just Googled it.
Yeah. So that started on our site and it like became a thing. And, so that was cool to see. Like I had never experienced that kind of virality before. Like, you know, right. we're not BuzzFeed. We don't, you know, we never had like one of those articles that was like, nor have we aimed to, but, that became like our post that was just like, you know, this is in the heyday of when like viral things could be viral things.
Right.
They actually like went from site to site to site to site. And they were picked up by, you know, by BuzzFeed and they were picked up by Dig and right. they were picked up by all these guys. And the next thing you knew, like you had all these new readers. And, so I was there for that. And that was just a crazy experience that, we haven't aimed to do anything like that, but it was neat to see. I've never been part of something like that. It was a really wild experience. So yeah. That's so people can go see it. I mean, I'm sure if you search it now, there's a million other sites that picked it up, but it started on ours, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. The first thing that came up was the book on Amazon. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
You got a little deal off that. Not bad. So it was cool. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. So yeah. I guess in your role as managing editor, do you get a lot of say, or do you have a lot of the conversations around kind of where the site's going? You know, what's the kind of vision for the future of the site, or is that more still, you know, sit with Tim?
We all, Tim's very cool about making this a team thing. Like we're all giving input all the time. Like if you, you can see it a lot more on the Cool Material Shop, how that's evolved, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, we've gotten to a point where we're producing some of our own products, which is because from a financial standpoint, you make better money if you make the products yourself than if you wholesale, but B, because we just like, you know, like Word notebooks, we just really like the idea of like making stuff that's fun to us.
Yeah.
And you can see it evolve because we have all kinds of unique stuff on the site now. Which is shop.coolmaterial.com is the actual store. Like if you go on there, you can see like all that used to be just very small. It's grown in such a unique way that it's really, I see all of our personalities in that shop, like different products, which is cool. But Cool Material, the actual site, the blog itself. We're all always talking about that. It's an evolving landscape.
Right.
That's been very different than what it was a few years ago. So we're always talking about that. Tim has a very good, he's got his finger on the pulse with a lot of that stuff and it makes it exciting because you feel like you're, you know, he understands what's going on and he's made really smart moves in the past to like kind of navigate us through, you know, some tricky times and things like that. So, we all contribute and I'd absolutely say the site and the shop and everything that we've done, it's kind of like it spreads out like an amoeba because of all of us. You know, there's little sections where I see me doing a lot of stuff and I see Tim and I see Pat who runs our shop and he brings in an element. And, you know, there's a bunch of different people at our office that just all have their fingers all over it. And it's really cool to see. It's a complete team effort for it. Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, it really is.
Where do you guys kind of see the site moving? I guess my question comes from, you know, I still like to read stuff, but you hear all the time, like, you know, video is like the thing and voice is coming up and all that type of stuff. So you know, I guess, where do you guys see the site going in the next like 3-5 years?
Yeah, that's something obviously, like I said, we talk about all the time. I'm a big fan of actual, we call them features on the site. And those are the things that are actual original content, whether it be, you know, a list, something as simple as, you know, the 10 best movies on Netflix right now, or something as unique as, you know, when I did that Ireland trip, I got to meet the master distiller at Jameson and had him give me a rundown of how to taste whiskey like a master distiller. So it was like really unique and different stuff. I think we all like doing those kind of posts. They take more time, obviously, and they're a little more involved.
Right.
But I'm with you. I for as much as, you know, attention spans are changing and video is the hot thing people don't want to read, there's also a very loyal and very large group of people who enjoy original reporting and in-depth stories and stuff that takes a second to, you know, to get through, not like, you know, in and out. We've been a little more hesitant with video, like especially with social media and Facebook, and you know, Facebook's made changes over the years that have greatly impacted us and every other publisher out there. And you know, video became the thing that they really wanted to push. And we just said, with something like that, you know, we just said, you know what, we got to stop allowing them to dictate where we're going to go. We need to stay true to what we believe in. Mm-hmm. And we've shied away from doing that. And I know it's not like been probably the best thing for our social media, but it's definitely saved us time. It saved us money. And we could put that in other places.
Right.
So I think I see the site evolving into hopefully more of those features. And, you know, maybe down the line, we are working in video somehow, our original stuff. I'd like to bring in as much original photography as we can do. We have a couple photographers on staff who do really awesome work, but we are, you know, somewhat limited in that capacity. So there's, you know, I'd love to see all our own photography throughout the site, really well done articles, and just continue to curate an experience that that evolves with the reader. You know, I think we're not the site we were 6 years ago, but our reader is not the same guy he was 6 years ago.
Right.
And I think we've adapted with each other. You know, we've kind of, we're the readers also, like the people who work there. Mm-hmm. I consider myself, I was a fan before I was working there.
Right.
So, we've tried to just stick true to that and keep evolving and trying to stay on top of what we think is worth covering. And I truly believe that if you stick with, like you've said, what you believe in and stay true to yourself, you're going to find an audience. The audience is there. The audience exists. It's just you not giving in to these other external forces of, you know, trying to make you change to grab a dollar here or there. And I see us continuing to be the same way we've been. And, you know, Tim's always been very cool about that. You know, we won't take on an advertiser that doesn't seem like a fit for us. And, you know, all that stuff, as long as you stick true to what you're going for and who you are, then I think we'll continue to have a place in this, you know, the blogosphere or whatever you call it these days.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, we're excited. We're, you know, the site is, changed so much, and I can only imagine what it's going to be in a few years, but, I know that it'll exist in some interesting capacity. So we're still excited about all that stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, so if people want to find you, if they want to find some of the stuff you're working on, the maybe the articles you're writing, where's a good place for them to find that?
Well, I think, you know, I would urge just go to coolmaterial.com. Everything else you can get through from the site. If you're interested in the actual shop, that's, you can get there from Cool Material, but it's shop.coolmaterial.com. Hoppist, which is my, you know, the latest project that I've kind of somewhat spearheaded. That's just hoppus.com. You can sign up for the newsletter right there. I encourage anyone who's interested to just go to coolmaterial.com. You know, I think for whatever I'm doing, the other writers we have are doing far more interesting stuff. So I people enjoying their stuff is a, you know, that's something that makes me happy anyway, because I'm the one working with them. So that's where I'd encourage people to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it again. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for telling us your story. I really hope it inspires some people. So thank you again.
No, thank you, Josh. I really appreciate you having me on. And I hope some people take some stuff out of it. I kind of feel like we're on the same page with this kind of whole, you know, mission to stay true to yourself and to try to follow something that, you know, makes you happy in life. So I feel like I've done that, and it was kind of fun, you know, telling that story. So thank you.
As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or leave me a comment. If you're listening to it anywhere else, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton. And if you're enjoying the show and you haven't already, go to your favorite podcast listening app and subscribe and leave me a review. You can give me 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you think I deserve. But the more reviews that we get, the easier it'll be for other people to find this content and be able to put their potential into practice.